I'm concerned about it. It's something that's in the back of our minds. But still, at the same time, it's something we're looking forward to. You know, we're just going to do our can if we can to be safe, you know, be vigilant, and just make sure we go over there and have a good time, support the athletes, and just be cautious at the same time. We thought about it, and it's something we, you know, really want to do, and we're not going to let it deter us.
Would you be concerned about the possibility that if you wouldn't go, it would send the wrong message?
In a way, I think about that. But at the same time, you know, I guess with all the news and everything else, it gives you pause for concern. But at the same time, you know, everything we had to go through so far as getting tickets, spectator passes, visas, everything, every step we had to do, it's been a challenge. And I think, you know, they're doing their best job they can to have safety and security in mind for everybody. So it kind of put us at ease a little bit. But I guess we can't control everything in our lives, so sometimes we just got to, you know, do the best and move forward.
Has Summer or any of her teammates that you know of expressed any concerns on their end? Or are they feeling pretty much like you do that, you need to weigh all of these things and just forge ahead?
I'm sure none of them has actually said anything, but I'm sure, you know, at the level they're competing, they're focused right now on the race, just to mentally prepare themselves to do the best they can do for that day. But at the same time, I'm sure it's in the back of their mind somewhere where they're just trying to put it out of their mind and focus on, you know, what job they came there to do. I guess with any of that, I'm not saying anything, I'm sure it's still weighing their minds back there somewhere, and that's what makes the difference between somebody being a world-class athlete and is able to put that stuff to the side and just stay focused.
Well, you and your family are going to be supporting her and her teammates wholeheartedly in this, as I see it and am hearing it, and you really wouldn't have it any other way, I assume.
No, we're just really looking forward to it. Over the years, just to, you know, not even watching my daughter, but watching the other women sliders. You know, I've been watching this for the past couple of years, what they put into it. The male sliders, you know, just we've known these people and their families over the past 6-7 years. You know, they worked hard for it. And I think they all deserve our support. And that's hopefully everybody can, you know, take that week or two during the Olympics, put all differences aside, and just let the Olympics be what it should be. It's just, you know, all the nations coming together and competing in sport and putting all the differences aside. Just, you know, let the sports speak for themselves. And then 2 weeks after that, they can pick back up to the grumblings after that.